the example I'm going to give here, I actually worked on when I was at a state at the PUC on the state agency side, is a power plant example. So you have a power plant that produces energy that's placed into the market in a manner that violates an agency rule. We don't have to worry about specifics of why, but we'll just assume that it did. So energy is produced every minute of the day for a total amount of energy determined to violate a market rule. Is this one violation or many? Well, it depends. The way energy is put on the market, you do it in a series of bids for a series of productions per plant. You do it by that plant's capacity in units. So is every unit that you submit for a bid an act, or is it your one slate of bids you're submitting for that interval? Or is it for the day? Or is it for the portion of the interval for which your bid is accepted? Again, the statute does not specifically define this. And whether or not is each unit submitted a separate violation that can be penalized up to $25,000 if it's done contrary to statute, or is it simply one action? Another question that arose in this case was, if you have a corporate entity as the defendant, how can a corporation take an act? Is the act its agent submitting the bids? If it has multiple bidders on multiple periods, are each of those separate violations, or are they all under the umbrella of the one entity, the corporation, taking its individual acts for which it can only be penalized one time? Again, the statute doesn't say. So the question in the context of ad hoc rulemaking is, do you need a rule to say what a violation is? And if so, do you need a rule in every context of every enforcement action that could come up? And I think most people would intuitively say, no, of course not. That's impossible, especially in an agency over a very technical industry like the PUC. But if you're the defendant in that case, you're saying, wait a minute, you're now saying that every unit of energy I possess, I produce incorrectly, is a violation. You don't have a rule that says that. That's ad hoc rulemaking. Witcher and Teladoc tell me that's not proper, reversed. It can be a very challenging question for the agency, determining how much detail it needs to put into each of its enforcement provisions. And Rob's going to take the next example.
Yeah, this was a fun one that we had that led to some very interesting numbers. Dealt with regulating gasoline pumps and calibrating the pump to make sure that it dispenses an accurate gallon of gas. And we had a client that at the time it was regulated by the Agriculture Department that went out and did field inspections. Statutes changed, so the regulatory scheme has as well. But they decided to target one particular company and in the course of a weekend, check every pump that company had statewide to see if they were accurate. And the method of testing is to fill a 5-gallon jug with gas and then measure the amount. And if it's off by more than the tolerance amount, which is a certain number of tablespoons per 5 gallons, then the pump is out of calibration. So we had this entire situation where there was this massive inspection effort, and suddenly the company was facing stacks of violation reports, and they were being made a poster child for everything that's wrong with the industry. So if we look at the next slide, you'll see part of the underlying problem that we had, whether or not there was actually a standard for conducting the inspections. So the state statute said that the Ag Department was supposed to promulgate rules adopting and consistent with what's called Federal Handbook 44. That's put out by the National Institute of Standards. And it says everything you would ever want to know and more about gas pumps. So we started with the proposition, okay, Handbook 44 is the Bible. That's how you're supposed to be doing the testing. And the Ag Department came back and said, well, you know, the statute mentions Handbook 44 and we mention it in our rules, but it's not really a hard and fast rule. We don't have to do it exactly the way Handbook 44 says. So the conversation continued on the next slide, and we said, okay, so what you're telling us is you don't actually have any written adopted criteria for your inspectors when you send them out in the field. And the agency said, now, wait a minute. No, we do have this handbook. Every one of our inspectors has the handbook, and we train them on it. So yes, we do have standards. On the next slide, you'll see that we got into an interesting situation because we deposed over a dozen of these field inspectors. And it was interesting for us to find, and probably more interesting for the agency to find, that no two inspectors described the same method of conducting these inspections. Everyone was doing it differently. No one was doing it according to Handbook 44. And on top of that, since so many of these convenience stores have security cameras everywhere, we had video footage of them actually conducting the tests. And in many instances, they weren't actually doing what they were telling us in the deposition they were doing, including one inspector who apparently had an amazing memory because he tested every pump at a large truck stop, so dozens of pumps, without ever writing down a single result while he was doing those tests, and then somehow got back to his service vehicle and filled out violation reports with detailed information about all of these pumps that he'd been checking all day long.